Our next speaker is a music and psychology double major. Please welcome Spencer Russell.
When I first heard I was going to be the commencement speaker, I thought to myself, there must be some kind of mistake. And as it turns out, there was a mistake. And I had misread the word Elias as Spencer. Which helps explain all the extra letters and hyphens they put in Russell. Yeah, I made a last name joke. Now, that said, I've done my best to modify the speech for this occasion. But if there are any mistakes, I apologize. Wow. What a beautiful morning. Sun beating down on our backs. Cool breeze at our face. Shanika passed out on the quad. Now, I've said this before, but I think I'd like to reiterate. Spending a year at Amherst is a lot like giving birth. And I'm not talking about pumping out like a 10-pound, 4-ounce Goliath of a baby like my sister. Well done, Mom. But a solid baby. And sure, maybe the first couple months aren't so bad, but by the time you're finished, you get to your last trimester, you're stressed, tired, and 25 to 35 pounds heavier than when you started. Maybe spend a couple mornings throwing up. And yet, each year we've come back, we've pushed the last 9 months of pain to the back of our minds, and we've done it again. My question is, why have we done that? I think that each of us has tried to make something here, and it probably wasn't a baby. But for the most part, I think that we've all tried to create something special and something worthwhile. And in the end, looking back over 4 years, I think we need to see if we can justify all of the work, the effort, the long days, and the sleepless nights it took to make it through. We need to see if we can justify the loneliness, the anxiety, the depression, the eating disorders, the medication, and the self-medication it took to make it through such a wonderful opportunity. That wasn't a joke. A few stats about our class. We had an acceptance rate of 14.7%, which means ultimately we had a rejection rate of 85.3%. Did I do that right? I think I did that right. Which means that there are thousands of students who wanted to have the opportunity that we've had. Another stat. By August of 2008, over 99% of our class had joined the Amherst College Class of 2012 Facebook group, which means that we were very excited and nervous at the opportunity to come here, the opportunity to meet each other and see what this school is all about. And keep those two in mind. Last stat, at some point in our 4 years here, one out of every three seniors has visited the counseling center, which is not to mention those who have cried out to friends and family and those who have suffered on in silence. Significance of this, I think it's very easy to look forward to the next novel and exciting event in life. I think it's much harder to plan for the corresponding challenges and difficulties that accompany them. 4 years ago, it was us. It was Amherst College. It was hundreds of high-achieving high schoolers from around the world posting stupid questions on Facebook about roommates and about freshman seminars. And today, I think many of us find ourselves in a very similar position, looking forward to a lot of exciting and a lot of exclusive opportunities. And I think we need to remind ourselves where we've been, and we need to know that our cane will not hold us when we're lonely and tired of eating a cup of noodles every night, no matter how many delicious and savory flavors they come in at such affordable prices. Now, I should apologize. I'm being more of a buzzkill than Val's West African lamb stew. So, since we'll be graduating in less than 2 hours, and I would never see any of you again, I want to take this chance to say I've had a pretty big crush for the last 4 years. I met her my freshman year in Intro to Psych. And she's smart, she's beautiful, she's funny, experienced. And I think I should just say it. Her name is Catherine. Catherine Sanderson. It's been the elephant in the room for so long. And faithfully for the last 4 years, I've left anonymous hints in my course evaluations. But she has not responded until now. Professor Sanderson, you can't hide from love forever. One of these days, it's going to track you down like a freshman year Shanika at Luau. And there'll be nothing you can do. On this day, May 20th, 2012, the greatest class in Amherst College history will graduate. But if the class of 2015 is any indication, we'll leave the school in more than capable hands. Thank you.